Yeah. Kicker Verse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. Let you know it's all real.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and this voice that you hear is the one and only Star Saxon. It is 2017. Happy New Year, man.
I'm stepping in hotter this year. Happy New Year, kid.
That's what's up, man. So we got a cool show lined up for y'all. Had a conversation about a week ago with a gentleman by the name of Focus. People are saying Focus. Which one is that? Not the F-O-C-U-S Focus, but the F-O-K-I-S Focus. And we chopped it up with Ed O.G. a few weeks back, and that was the he's the producer on that project, and he's done some other stuff, but he's when it was Shabam Sadiq. ROG and Focus. It's that Focus. So I was able to catch up with him, so we're going to bring that to you. But Star Saxon, you just spent time with your in-laws out of town. How was that? When cuz you I mean even sometimes even if it's a day, cuz I've had in-laws over at the crib sometimes, and 3 hours can seem like a day and a half. So how
right.
was that? How was that, man?
All right, so I spent quality time with my in-laws, and that was not on my itinerary for the holiday season, but it just worked out that way, peeps. For Christmas, I wound up going up to the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest and catching some snow. I thought I was going to take my kids to see a little bit of snow with their grandparents, and so we were ill-equipped for the amount of snow that was on the ground. I thought it was going to be California snow, kid. I was like, all right, grandfather, you get in the car, and if you get shotgun, kids get in the back, wife, you cram in the middle. Yo, man. 15 minutes up the mountain, it wasn't like a patch of snow with a bunch of green grass. Kid, it was like a foot of snow everywhere, dog. It was like fucking white Christmas, man. Like that I'm dreaming of a white Christmas shit. It was yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. So I get out the car with my kids and my father-in-law, and dude, he was straight father-in-law, and dude, he had on sweats. He had the fucking sandals on with the double socks. He had the sweatpants on. Just got done having some fucking ritual beer. He just, and a scarf. And a scarf. Right. That's all he had. 25 degrees, dude. Cold is cold. This is nothing. He wanted to stay a long time. I'm like, yo, man, the kids, is just like, they're shivering. This is nothing. This is nothing, James. This is nothing. All right, dude. So we had to take him off the ledge and let him know that my son has turned blue. Let's get this little kid up in the car, man. Put the heat on.
Yeah.
So that was point A. Point B, we followed that up with, come on, man. James, drink with me. Drink with me. Drink with me. I got tequila in the refrigerator or in the freezer. I got some rum. I got some Hennessy. What do you call it? Henrock? I got the Henrock. I got the ritual. Come on, James. Drink, drink, drink. And I'm trying to tell him, look, man, I'm trying to chill out, dog, like I turned 40, man. I'm trying to get my body in shape and shit. I had a drink in like 2 months, man.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the holidays. Drink. Don't be a bitch. So he broke my streak, man. I had 2 months of not drinking.
I know you did. I was gonna ask you about that offline. So yeah, man.
He cracked me, dude. He fucking broke the streak, dude. But that was Christmas. Then fast forward to New Year's, me and the fam and the in-laws went up to a cabin secured by my brother-in-law and his lovely family. We were up at a city called Three Rivers, California, which is at the foothill of the Sequoia National Park entrance. So let me just say this. The elevation is only 800 feet. It's roughly 45 degrees, misty, drizzly, but just beautiful, man. The creeks were flowing with water. It was like something out of a fucking movie, man. Like I forgot California had places like that, fucking around living in the Inland Empire, where water was like a commodity, like gold. So yeah, we're stuck in a cabin, basically, man. And my mother-in-law was there, my father-in-law was there, and he was like, drink, drink. Do you want to go on a nature walk with me right now? I'm like, it's like, dog, it's like 8:30 in the morning, man. I was up till like 1 a.m. drinking, which, no. Okay, you're soft. He's dosed. He just takes two dogs and just goes. I don't see him for an hour barefoot. I don't fucking know. He just left. Mother-in-law, she's real cool. We had a good time. I mean, watch him play backgammon. My father-in-law kept trying to place all these little shady bets on the fucking Alabama game against Washington.
Yeah.
You know nothing about football, Star Saxon. You know nothing. I'm like, look, man, this Washington-Alabama game is just big kids versus little kids. I'm a Pac-10 guy, man, but these niggas in Alabama, man, these motherfuckers is on some, like, roids or some shit, dude. So Washington is, like, 2 years away from being able to physically compete against dudes like that size. This ain't nothing against their ability to, like, run a route or execute the X's and O's. It's just big kids versus little kids. So, father-in-law, I'm telling you right now, don't get all gassed up with this score being, like, 10 to fucking 7 right now. This is, like, halftime, right? I'm like, by the time the fourth quarter come around, you're going to get tired of trying to tackle these big-ass niggas, dude, and the game was just going to pop. You know nothing about football, James. Nothing. Nothing. I bet you a six-pack of beer. And for all the people out there that don't know, I'm married to a Persian woman. So yeah, that accent I'm throwing down, I got a Persian father-in-law. Thinks he knows everything about football, basketball. It's funny, man. He's cool. He's cool peeps. But he throws down on the gambling. So I was like, all right, man, look. You saying Washington going to win, and I'm saying big kids versus little kids. Little kids get tired of tackling big niggas in the fourth quarter. Jay, what the fuck happened, dude? What happened in the fourth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got worn down. They didn't want none.
They didn't want none, dude. And it's not their fault, man. It's just the niggas is hella fucking big. Their running backs is bigger than the defensive back. So, father-in-law broke me off with a six-pack up here. It was easier than I thought I was going to say, man. It was easier. It was cool. I'd actually look forward to doing it again, man. Let me just keep it real.
Nice, nice. So we're going to get into some songs. We're going to come back with the first of a two-part conversation with Focus. We're going to get into I Am Sue featuring E-40. It's called Boss Up, Gang Green, Vodka, and Ayusaka. I know I'm messing it up. But then Focus, A Better Me. So we got I Am Sue, we got Gang Green, we got Focus, and we got a little E-40. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yeah.
They don't want to see you boss up, so you know I had a boss up. I bring the bras out. I'm a dog like a Rottweiler. Behind my back when they talk in my face, they don't talk now. Had to switch a couple friends up. Had to go and get my ends up to go and pick the bins up. Not a loser, I'm a winner. I'm a certified star, they won't let me in the end up. I hit the corner to the W. Once you make a little money, all the honeys fall in love with you. Putting women over money, that's a dummy move. She playing wifey on her grandpa, hit a honeydew. Real deal, Max ain't going for that. Rather go and spend 80 on a Cadillac. I ain't take her to the city, she don't know how to act. Oh yeah, still the flow, I boomerang it right back. Oh yeah, they don't wanna see you boss up, so you know I had a boss up. Lil Louis, you don't cost much. Lil Gucci, you don't cost much. Hey, they don't wanna see you boss up, so you know I had a boss up. Lil Louis, you don't cost much. Let the council. Lil Gucci, you don't cost much.
My mom was crazy with me, she used to crave Clint, red dirt. Growing up in the Bay, gotta be tough, I get your feelings hurt. A lot of people I know ain't on this earth no more. They either down there with Satan or up there with the Lord. When God calls, you better not miss your appointment. My auntie Krillin always tell me I'm anointed. As I reminisce while I spit these rhymes in the vocal booth, tears coming out my eyes. I didn't have it like the other children did. Bottom lip poked out, underprivileged kid. Bossed up,
rather not knock down my kind. I'm a boss. If you want some game, then hit my line. Bitch!
They don't wanna see you boss up. So you know I had a boss up. Lil Louis, you don't cost much. Lil Gucci, you don't cost much. Hey, they don't wanna see you boss up. So you know I had a boss up.
This is a acid trip, ranch and spit, psychedelic capsules with some packs of ish, vodka and ayahuasca to capture a glimpse of ecstasy. You would need a tiny pill in this. Now overdose over the doses prescribed for Doc Nova. The pot smoker, too high to be sober. I bleed smoke, my weed smoke is keep soaked. The rebroke, the re-road, enough to make three choke. One pass out, two re-smoke. When all's gone, we re-roach and then re-toast. We boast about that cause we roast. Best roast, top dollar, top of the chart. That's the West Coast. If I ain't high, then I must've just woke up. I stay high into the moon till the sun rose up. Then I make clouds appear. The gas is massive, I'll clash your gastric. Smash your glasses back from the ashes. Spread like rashes, flashes. That man and madness, we a classic. With new cuts, fuck that. Gas is active, you and now inactive bastards. We your back, it's action, double G.
So high, so high, so high. I must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed, so I leave you
so high, so high, so high,
so high. So high, I must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Mix the vodka with the ayahuasca. Indian shaman, the witch doctor. Leave your whole body stone like Jimmy Hoffa. No stopper, cause once I go underwater I go lower than Davy Jones' locker. Double G's a showstopper. Headbang of the dome rocker. Mix your noodle like pasta. For Jolie, the one and only gang bacteria. So quarantine in your media area. And it only gets scarier. Aerial attack, mosquito malaria. There's no sparing ya. Don't procrastinate, I'll assassinate your character. Palmer Derringer, shoot to kill like Tom Berenger. Yeah, if I ain't high, I'm not woke. Still dreaming, still flying through clouds of pot smoke. Blunt steaming marijuana mixed with rock coke. Places you could not go. Waffle of birds like Roscoe's. What you expect, those? It's a psychedelic expo. What I'm popping is not a Mentos. So tune in and drop out and let the best go. Ballistic on the tempo. Madman Mike, Dr. Demento, Alan the chemist, fill up the jars, now it's replenished. Mix a diamond or tryptamine with the Guinness. Double G Society's menace. OX tenants, hell up in Venice. Time for me to handle my biz. Hot women and kids, it's double G.
So high, so high, so high. Must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed, so I leave you
so
burning.
So high,
so high, so high, so high, I must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed, so I leave you the first.
Against the wall, I can't fall. I gotta stay strong, maintain my composure. I can't fold now, my life could be over. But I'ma succeed cause I choose to live. If not for me, then my three young kids. Gotta push it to the limit, give it all I could give. Man, I'd rather fall for something than never stand for nothing at all. Truth be told, you got to give it your all. Got the heart of a runaway slave screaming freedom. Young William Wallace earning respect like Padam. I put it all on the line. It's crunch time, tired of rainy days, looking for sunshine. Got off my behind and cleaned up my meals. If I don't help myself, nobody will. And that's for real, I'm just trying to be the best I could be and focus on building a better version of me. Come on.
What you gonna do when times get tough?
Nothing handed to me. Anything I got I had to earn or wait my turn. Lord knows all the calories I had to burn just to get my own pot in the kitchen. Look in my eyes, you can see the ambition, the hunger for more. So I train, take my body to war, ready to quit cause of the pain you endure. Ain't nothing sweet, but I'm gon' make it. Your time is now, are you gon' take it? It's up to you, really, how bad do you want it? If it was easy, everybody would flaunt it. But you can't get rewards without struggle or hard work. God works in mysterious ways. You change your bad habits, then see better days. Always focus on the good, gotta give it your best. Every journey gets started with a single step. Walk with me.
What you gon' do when times get tough?
Listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I have with me a gentleman. It's been a long time. Off record, I was saying it's been too long, and that falls upon me. But it's the one and only Focus. That's Focus with a K. F-O-K-I-S. The acclaimed MC, producer. He mixes. He does all kinds of stuff, man. How you been,
man? Oh, man. Peace, brother. Man, I'm doing well, man. Everything is great. How's everything with yourself?
Man, everything's good. Just trying to keep it moving. Trying to stay in contact. Trying to be healthy. I want to talk a little bit that with you, being healthy and everything, man. That's what we're gonna start, because I see on we're friends on Facebook and everything, and I see on Facebook, man, you get your CrossFit on, man.
Yes, it's not a game out here, baby.
That's
not a
cool
game, man. It's very important for me, you know?
Yeah. What was the catalyst to get you into being, because CrossFit is the extreme. I run every day, so I get at least 3 miles a day in running. To hit the gym a little bit more. But so what attracted you to CrossFit, man?
I mean, it started like, damn, what was it, 2014? I was recording, engineering. I kind of had fell back from the rapping a little bit. I was focusing more on the label and just engineering. So I was actually at the time working on the Bauer Brothers album with guys doing foray. At that time, I was 303 pounds.
Right.
And a friend of mine named Big Sense came in for a session, and I had saw the way he was always a big guy, like muscular, but he wasn't defined. But I saw him one day, and he was like, doing some cross or something, he was like, defined, he looked crazy. I was like, wow. So he was a personal trainer, I kind of offered a barter, like, hey, look, I'll give you some studio time and train you. He was like, yo, I'll do that, but I would be doing a disservice if I ain't introduced you to CrossFit, man. Come on down. I went one day and I was hooked. I mean, I did this workout, it's called Baseline, it's like a standard benchmark workout.
Yeah.
I guess the average CrossFitter could knock that workout out in about 7 minutes. A really good CrossFitter knocks out in like, 3 to 4. I knocked it out in 15 minutes and 34 seconds. That's how out of shape I was.
Right.
And I just love the challenge. It's like, you know, you hear the term hurt so good, like, I hate it, I love it at the same time. So I just got hooked. You know, I just started to see results little by little. That just motivated me even more. And like, that time, it just, I got re-inspired with music again, and just everything just like clicked. So I realized the importance of, you know, healthy lifestyle and eating good and things like that.
It's amazing how that works, man. When your health is in balance and other things. And I know you came up with a song. I guess as you were starting to really get reinvigorated, you came up with that song, A Better Me, as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Inspired by the transformation and change. That was like one of the things that got me back into music. Like, you know, I was running a lot as well. And you know, I got my 5K down to like 26 minutes.
Ooh, I'm trying to get like you, man.
I got it to 20. It was like 26:58 to go, 26:56 to be exact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just so inspired. And I said, you know what? I want to inspire other people. So I've been documenting my journey. You know, my goal is to get down to 195. And, you know, I made a song just about never giving up. It's not only about exercising, it's about never giving up and always pushing forward.
I like that, man. So we're with the one and only Focus here on Microphone Masters. And I talked to Ed OG a few weeks ago. I know you and him and Shadiq did the Recognize Your Power project. How is that going? And talk about all the, I know you have your hands in a lot of stuff, because with Loyalty Digital Corporation, you own that, correct?
Yes.
So how is that going in terms of that and balancing other projects, man?
It's you know what, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot of work, but it's mine. And you know, if I want to get paid, I gotta work. If I don't want to get paid, I don't work. So it's one of those things. So I enjoy it, even though sometimes I get a little stressed, but it's nothing like building your own. I love that we release music that's consistent with, you know, hip hop, but then we also kind of, you know, push the envelope a little bit and get creative and kind of do a little bit of today mixed with yesterday. And but it's going well, man. We have a full schedule. You know, I was actually looking over everything yesterday. We have a full schedule for the new year. And as the year wraps up, I kind of been releasing. I just did a video for a song I did with the other Focus, FOCUS, Aftermath Focus. We did that album 2020.
Yeah.
And there's a song on there, and I just actually shot a video for it. It's called Legendary, featuring my boy Living Proof. So it's like, you know, again, man, there's no rules to this. So we just, I was like, you know what? Let's shoot this video. Boom. And so that'll be dropping December 30th. And I'm just gearing up, man, for the new year and staying busy and having fun. That's the main thing for me, having fun.
Hey yo, it's January 20th, the year is 2009. It's a new day and I'm feeling refined. Take a look in the sky, I never thought I'd ever live to see this day. It's history in a magnificent way. Homie, what else can I say? I got this feeling that I can't describe. It's like a lost child being reunited with his tribe. Keep hope alive, only the strong will survive. It's time we open up our eyes and focus on the bigger picture. A new America's being formed, a new president has just been sworn. In the office, mingling with the corporate, politicians, celebrities. Together as one, enjoying the festivities. Black, white, Latino, and Asian. Man, woman, and child, this is just so amazing. The bar's been raised, the example's been set. Martin Luther King's dream finally can manifest.
You feel it in the air, the night is filled with hope, it's time for change. The dream lived in my heart, but never thought I'd live to see this day. A new beginning, now we come so far.
Standing, you can see Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, Kanye, Young Jeezy and Ludacris, Nas, Jay, Khalees, Beyonce, Maya Angelou and Harry Belafonte, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Dr. J, LeBron James, Patrick Ewing, Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade.
Brad Pitt standing next to Mike Tyson. This one is for the history books. The scenery is priceless. Sidney Poitier standing strong. Martha Stewart and Oprah both crying up a storm. Mothers, daughters, sons on their father's shoulders. Air Force, Army, Navy, and Marine soldiers. All together, united as one. I can't believe it, but finally a change has come. Giving hope to both my daughters and my only son. A new day has officially begun.
Change the dream lived in my heart, but never thought I'd live to see this day. A new beginning, we come so far.
Contacts in my phone, I never delete. I keep my cellular plugged into heaven. Somebody nudged the reverend, tell him I'm selling a white girl like I'm Starbucks, Uggs and leggings. All of these hugs and kissy emojis killing my foji. All of these soldiers killing a phony. I told him to chill, but still I'm an OG. Wish I could go back in time and keep it real with my old lady. I asked, would she rather deal with adultery or would she rather deal with my cold feet? That's a wild question. May the best man win, and may I be the best man that I could be everywhere I'm at with my wedding. Get live rounds from guns at a gigantic, cause you wouldn't bow down like the front of the Titanic. You're gonna die, damn it. I'm bringing drama through your homicidio like I'm trying to say homicide in Spanish. My nigga Joel Ortiz said,
that sound girl, that sound good, girl right there. That sound girl right there. That sound girl right there.
I'm in tip-top condition.
Gotta keep the passion.
Yo,
I'm in tip-top condition with a hustler's ambition. I'm sick of hip-hop. I should be in the damn kitchen whipping something potent for the chosen clientele. All the smoke that I inhale, I'm supposed to be high as hell. But that's a twisted figure of speech. Hell is below you. I'm guaranteed heaven before I'm beneath the soil. Toil with the squad, that's how you get sent to God, dawg. You know it's backwards to go against God, dawg. Whoever gets a whiff of the bass is loaded like the World Series. Steve Jobs died, now the World Series.
I respect you.
And that's serious as a heart attack. I'm an ancient artifact. We question if your art is fact. In fact, you gassed up like you hard to match. Leave you ablaze, extinguish your remains. I'm the leader of this game, old school or new. Old soul, but my shoes is new. Yo, yo.
That sound good right there. 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 That sound good right That sound good right there.
Yeah. A bunch of poison in my bloodstream. Now it's getting ugly, I must be another junkie. How lucky am I to still be alive? I'm going crazy. Bought a Mercedes with money I raised for Haiti. Abducted Brenda's baby, sold it to a gay couple. Take drugs, too high enough to juggle with some space shuttles. Your worst nightmare, breathing all the white air. Inhale, exhale.
That sound good right there.
Yeah, the unforgettable, walking bicentennial man. Born an idea, was never a man. I'm with Ab Soldi, asshole. Nickel 9 and Primo, shit. Larry Fishy brought the Technicolor dream coat. I'm spitting on the face of evil. You internet rappers with no matter how to leave you. I ain't human, more a movement of illusions. Live from confusion, if you see him, shoot him. Boom.
That sound good right there. That sound good right. That sound good right. That sound good right there. Niggas want me to bust the rhymes. So ironic, it's bust the rhymes. So iconic. Niggas can't fuck with the kid, you know the logic. Bounce Dookie should move before we make it a topic. I'm shitting on niggas the way I need a colonic. And when I'm showing up and only collecting the profit. Shy, case arise, how I pick it up. Making niggas put holes in the wall is how I rip shit up. Throwing a little yak and some kush is how I mix it up. I love the way she gets down on her knees and how she licks it up. The way a nigga give you the shit and how he thinks it up. Look, pardon me, yeah, look. Peep how I lift shit up, lift shit up. Lift shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top all gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, and we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on. Nigga talking on crazy, just strap all on. Tell my homies clap off, and the clap is
skidding. Clap off, clap on, bitch, see we back on. Wall in the West Wing, hang on my plaques on. I be blacking in this bitch till the whole track gone. King Kong, got him bouncing off the walls, ping pong. Rolls Royce, Wraith seats, I'm resting my back on. Bottles of 1942, getting my drink on. Funny how my mommy say she love my new rap song. How a nigga keep it fresh, Balmain slacks on, now that's strong. She ripping off a new black thong. Now she bugging shorty, can't believe the dick that long. Collapse on, the couch inside of my mansion. Wish y'all niggas could've really seen my reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top all gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, then we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on.
So when you obviously dabble in production and obviously MCing, and I see a lot of you doing a lot of mixing stuff as well. So when
yes.
Talk about the ear that's necessary when you're producing and also when you're mixing as well, especially when you have to take the artist in consideration with the song or the project that you're working on.
Well, I don't know. I'd say like when it comes to like. I have to be in the mood for something. Mixing for me is it's a job. That's like, you can say that's like one of my nine to five.
Okay.
Definitely pays the bills, but I actually have a passion for it. Like, I feel like, you know, sometimes I want to try a new plug-in and new tricks, new things. You always can learn. I'm always on YouTube looking at different secrets because you can never be good enough. You're always getting better. So, the mixing is something that I really, really, it's my job, but I enjoy it. As far as producing, I love producing. For me, I've gotten to the point where I have to kind of be in the mood to make beats because I just be having so much going on. But when I get in my zone, I lock in. And I don't go super crazy over like sonics or things. Like, I kind of rough mix everything because I know that I'm going to. You know, export it out into Pro Tools. I use Reason to make my beats, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to export it out anyway, and then I can really get in all the nooks and crannies, you know, when I bring it into Pro Tools. So I kind of just, I don't want to say I fly through, but I try to make it, you know, keep it moving, and I go for the feel more than anything else. Like, making sure it feels good, and then boom, on to the next beat.
You mentioned something I want to talk. We with Focus. That's FOKIS, and what is it? You're at Fokizi If I'm saying it right, yeah. So at Fokeezy, F-O-K-E-E-Z-Y on Twitter.
Yes,
you mentioned something
Twitter,
interesting.
Twitter, IG, everything.
Everything. So you mentioned something interesting in terms of, with all the different hats you wear, is it sometimes from either the production, it seems like, or maybe the emceeing when you're putting the pen to the paper, etc., to be inspired because you wear so many hats? Is there a challenge there?
No. Okay. I find inspiration from a lot of different places. For me, the most challenging thing is being able to remain consistent. Like, yeah, I got into a phase, I'm like, yo, I'm going to make a beat every day. And then, you know, that'll happen for like a week or two, and then I start falling through the wayside. You know, something, you know, it sucks because it's like something, you can't do everything at 100%. It's just not mathematically, it's impossible. But, you know, when I do something, I make sure I give it my all. I just wish I had more time. So that's why, you know, you got to make sure your business is, money is flowing in. That's like the first important thing, because once that's in place, it makes everything else a little easier. So that was what I really spent the last couple of years focusing on building that. And now that I got back into like the rapping again, you know, it's just really about dividing the time. But I find inspiration from any place, man. I'm really on mood and feeling, you know, if I'm feeling good about something, you know. But I enjoy all aspects. Like, put like this, I enjoy every hat that I wear, and I look forward to mastering all of them at a certain point. So I try to work hard at everything that I do, you know.
That's what's up, man. So let folks know, focus, how they can stay in touch with you. I know you gave, we went through all the social media stuff a little bit, but let them know where they can reach you, and then also kind of what to expect for 2017, man. The floor is yours.
Yeah, man. So you can definitely reach me at Fokeezy on all the social media. F-O-K-E-E-Z, like zebra Y. I am Focus on Snapchat. IamFocus.com. The company is Loyalty Digital Corp. That's for the social media thing, Loyalty Digital Corp. You can check the website, LoyaltyDigitalCorp.com. And what can you expect? And you could expect for 2017, the first thing that we have project-wise is a project called Everyday People. And that's by Local MU12. So Local MU12 is this membership-based collective that I created in 2012 that consists of various artists and producers from all over the world. And this new album, first single we dropped, is called Hood Rich. It's available on iTunes. It's through Empire. And you can check that out. Features Ono from out there in the West. And features Ono, Dana Copperfield, Strife, among the members, and the Monorail. They're all members of the Local Limb as well. And the album is amazing. Features Smith & Wesson, features Raz Cash, features Sadat, Torrey, Planet Asia, MC8.
Nice.
It's like, oh, Chi Ali. Features a lot of great people, and I'm really excited about that project. And I'm also really excited about, you know, getting new members on board as well. So that's going to happen in February. And I have my solo project. It's called Underground with Commercial Appeal. That's okay. Probably like for April. And I have a project with Ono, the producer. He and I have a little EP that we put together. We have a Living Proof project. I have the Vintage Album project, which is the project I did where I collaborated with artists from the 80s and the 90s, features DMC, King T, MC8, Brandubian, Dirty Blow,
nice.
Mike Geronimo, Spoonie G, DMC, you name it, they all
nice. Nice.
Yeah, so, tons of stuff coming down the pipeline. Then also the Monorail, which is one of the Local MU12 members. They're also a group that I work with. They have an amazing single that they're about to release, featuring Chris Rivers.
Okay.
And this guy named Verse. He used to be signed to Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm on that record as well. And they have a dope team coming as well. So a lot of stuff, a lot of music, and I'm definitely excited about it.
That's what's up. So the one and only Focus, we'll definitely be connecting a little bit more frequently. So we're going to get into the mix. Of course, we've got to get into a couple of Focus joints. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Some assholes, most friendly, most genuine, some trendy. Most make excuses, some know time is useless. We ruthless, my acuteness knows what the truth is. Most intelligent, some a doofus. Some choose to do this, the real ones that chose us. Some want the radio, most want payment, yo. Some like the ladies, most who take fellatio. Most don't remember, some try to erase it though. Look it in the mirror, but most can't face it, yo. Some got a message, some spit to address it. You get far by your effort. Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies. Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies.
Some rappers are good people, some rappers are two-faced. Some rappers are overly confident and it's misplaced. Erase your Pro Tools, delete your Cubase. I hate your music as well as your ugly face. Some rappers got a little money and some are dead broke. Some rappers run for the internet, it's a big joke. Some rappers, they talk tough till they get smoked. Some rappers sleep with their eyes open, but they stay woke. Some rappers are dummies, spend their money on drinks and honeys. Years later, see them on the streets bummy. Some rappers are sharks, some rappers are snakes. Some rappers are rats and they all change face. Some rappers got shackles on their mind, refuse to elevate. Some rappers are slaves to the rhythm at a fast pace. Running in circles like a hamster on a paper chase. Tripping off every little thing, fall and bust their face.
Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies. Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies. Some of y'all look cool, most of y'all are suckers. Some like to chill, some cause a ruckus. Boston, Adidas, out west is Chuckers. Some sweet like candy, time to meet the ruckus.
Some rappers are envious, wake up just to hate. Some rappers, they show love, get pounds and congratulate. Some rappers are lyrically challenged and can't prove their case. Stay angry for centuries, go no place.
Some do, most don't do the numbers. Focus went from Barrel Brothers to the Travel Brothers. Some haters, some lovers, some are undercovers. See us wildin' out, don't judge us.
Some rappers are local, some rappers are worldwide. Some rappers are underrated, but take it all in stride. Some rappers that get lucky and hit one time. Some rappers are underground, but tour their whole life.
Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies. Some of y'all are here cause you know somebody. Some of y'all are here cause you think you somebody. Most of y'all wanna be somebody. You got more bodies than you really know bodies.
Get your bars together. Matter of fact, get your life together. You wanna be on that same corner forever, rocking that same old lever, scrambling for re-up. Word of advice, stop smoking your own weed up. Pull your pants up, your chance to shine might only come once. So be prepared, don't be one of them lost ones. Called from Navient, Sally Mae, want your head on a platter. You took assignment and melted it away like shatter. You went to school but never did nothing with it after. I guess you just gotta be in that state of mind. I never look down on nobody who stay on their grind. Whatever your grind is, your gold mine is. Manifesting itself multiple times, you dig? But they got the game rigged with booby traps. I sidestep snakes and rats when I deal with facts. And I bypass cops and traps when I'm moving stuff up. Open your eyes and realize don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Police lurking, waiting around to lock you up. Open your eyes and realize don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Let go of them childish ways, it's time to grow up.
It's the same typical story. You a rapper, but
but ain't nobody checking for me. Can't get a job, you a felon, got a Corey on a mission for glory. Bore me, all the same, see it to Tamara Mori. One category, same shit, one laboratory. She nice, I ain't mad at shorty, cause when the weather's stormy, Edo still took the journey. But you rappers are corny, don't know the origins. Tweets and comments pouring, and these dudes ignore the pen. We worldwide, been with foreign men. Whatever we getting now, we trying to get times 10. The beat stretch, the rhymes bend, don't need to chime in as the vibes blend. Revenge is my get back. I spit the truth, homeboy, and only deal with facts.
Open your eyes and realize, don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Police lurking, waiting around to lock you up. Open your eyes and realize, don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Let go of them childish ways, it's time to grow up.
Better whip up a script, got a plan with an ink pen. A man without direction is destined to meet his end. Stay away from those that like to pretend. Rock with the genuine. Avoid drama and focus on stacking dividends. Stay away from guns. I ain't trying to sound preachy, I'm just telling you this life isn't easy. You surrounded by the greasy snakes and the underhanded individuals that'll leave you right where you standing. With no remorse, some flaws at all costs. Misguided, a generation that's lost. Jesus died on the cross, betrayed by his own man. The indigenous slave on their own land. It's a cycle, history keeps repeating. The wealthy continue eating, these police still out here beating. On us like we ain't shit, but do the same damn thing to each other like we ain't shit.
Open your eyes and realize, don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Police lurking, waiting around to lock you up. Open your eyes and realize, don't waste time. You getting older, time passing you by. Get your priorities in line and stop screwing up. Let go of them childish ways, it's time to grow up.
I wanna get higher. Y'all know we gonna get higher. I said y'all wanna get higher. Y'all know we gotta get higher. Hey, hey, hey. Became a prisoner of people's expectations. Some of my fans are doctors, even they don't have the patience to wait up while I evolve creatively. I wish there was eight in me. Wanna deal with temptation, wanna deal with complacency, wanna deal with the pressure, wanna deal with this fame, wanna deal with the power, want strong enough for the pain. Wanna hold my umbrella to shelter me from the rain. Wanna be my therapist when thoughts is crowding my brain. I get insomnia, and probably cause I convinced myself that I was not the one scrolling through my Twitter. Stupid listeners are disloyal, wanna make you feel royal and like a slave when they no longer enjoy you. My that's not high enough. Please, let's take it higher. Headliner, and I'm glad I even made the flyer. This game a crucifier, just to make you a martyr. Sometimes I'd rather ice skate with my daughter, but y'all hear me though.
Take me up, take me up.
Rather break me down like Reaper and stuff me into a paper, temporary reliever. While you lay up like a Laker, I'm working 24/7, wondering where the day went. Feeling taken for granted, feeling underestimated. Do I need the recognition when I have the reputation? Y'all thinking entertainment, I'm thinking elevation in an industry that's saturated, but I'm glad I made it. I seen anticipation turn to aggravation when you don't meet the demand and people think you're the man. Then it's back to the fact that we keep up with the commands. Mind running rapidly, trying to
to make it classic? Am I running out of battery? Questions you start asking yourself, opposed to asking for help. Hell, I don't need it. I thought all I had to do was beat the odds and we'd be even. Damn, before you know it, I'll be back on the road. Text message from my daughter, it said, Daddy, come home. But John hit me though.
Take me up, take me up. I need you to take me. I wanna reach something I can't touch. I can't touch.
So get high,
so get high,
and get high,
and get high.
So get high,
so get high.
Let's get high,
let's get high.
So get high,
so get high.
Let's get high,
let's get high.
So get high,
so get high,
and get high,
and get high,
and get high.
Take me up, take me up. I need you to take me. Something I can't touch, I can't touch, so let's take it
higher. Take me up,
I need you to take me
higher.
I wanna reach something I can't touch, I can't touch, so let's take it.
Hi Daddy, I miss you and I love you. Hope you come home safe. You can take me to the park, the swimming pool, and long walks, and talk all day long, and then I can kiss you all day, and sleep with you. And I like your music, it's pretty, and I like to give you hugs.
You are listening to DubCNN. This is Microphone Masters. Want to say special shout out to Focus for stopping by again. Love having a conversation with that gentleman. He transforming his body. I'm trying to transform mine and do all my things. And so make sure you stay in touch with what we got going on here with Star Saxon and I got going on. Star Saxon and I were chopping it up a little bit on New Year's. We exchanged a couple of tweets about some things that we want to do for this year. But so hit up the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Instagram is at Microphone Masters. Facebook is facebook.com/microphonemastersradio. Follow the host at Javon Love. And then Star Saxon is at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. So again, Mike Masters Radio is follow us on Twitter. We're going to get into a couple joints real quick. And I'm curious to hear what Star Saxon has on his mind for the last words. We're going to get into the DOC, the formula, Kendrick Lamar, ADHD, and a little Jay-Z encore. Do you want more? Yes, that's how we do it. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
High energy, born with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, D into the RE, suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the stage whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Clocking the concoction created by me. When read, you read E equals a D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist I won't be born. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
But those who wanna comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the others say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed, and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hyped because Trey rocking the instrumental. Never like what you've heard before, and more nevertheless. See, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh, if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, Ronnie, you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen, and begin in the end, it's dope. That's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a duck. What is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
As long as I can like imagine making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it, the signs of making dope beats
with rhythmic American poetry. Tipped at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when underdog style calculated by the great. Waiting take just a second to get caught up in my record. Knew it, not a kid to be warned. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear of this, you shouldn't choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
And I think I might have read this. So don't lie and try to front like someone said this. Most who know thoughts served by the doxy. That is a mission impossible trying to rock me. For an arena who asked me to perform for her G.O. And easily I flow when you know using a formula.
Fuck that, 8 doobies to the face. Fuck that, 12 bottles in the case. Nigga, fuck that, 2 pills and a half weight. Nigga, fuck that, got a high tolerance. When your age don't exist, man, I swear my nigga tripping off that shit again. Pick him up, then I set him in cold water. Then I order someone to bring him Vicodin. Hope they take the pain away from the feeling that he feel today. You know when you're part of Section 8 and you feel like no one can relate. Cause you are
a loner, marijuana. End office make you stronger. I'm in the house party, tripping up my generation, sipping cough syrup, blankets, water. Never no pancakes in the kitchen, man. Not one of our lives is caught up in the daily superstition that the world is but the end. Gives a fuck, we never do listen unless it comes with an 808, a melody, and some hoes. PlayStation and some drink, technology bought my soul. Looking around and all I see is a big crowd that's product of me, and it probably relatives relevant for a rebel string. Yep, the president is black, she black. Purple label on her back, but that dab is like blue. She take it straight to the head. Then she look at me. She got ADHD.
8 doobies to the face, fuck that. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck that. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't gotta limit, just give me some more, baby.
Whoa, whoa.
Don't gotta limit, just give me some more, baby. They always tell me ADHD, did it?
And then she started. Then she started feeling herself like no one else in this apartment. Beg your pardon, oh I rap, baby. How old are you? She say 22, I say 23. Okay, then we all crack babies. Damn, why you say that? She said, where my drink at? I'ma tell you later, just tell your neighbors and the police relax. I stood up, shut the blind, closed the screen. Jungletron, made to the back where she reside. Then she said, read between the lines. Yep, hope that I get close enough when the lights turn down. And the fact that she just might open up when a new foe start to drown. Her body and I know the both of us really deep in the mood. Now, it's nothing we can do now. Somebody walk in with a pound. Up that Bay Area Kush. She looked at me, then looked at it, then she grabbed it, then she said, get it understood. You know why we crack babies? Because we born in the 80s. That ADHD crazy. 8 doobies to the face, fuck God. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck God. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck God. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't gotta limit, just give me some more credit. Don't gotta limit, just give me some more credit. They always tell me ADHD, get it, get it, get it, get it,
get it. Feel the light. Double cup, doors, 4, 6, chest, mix it and Sprite. Ecstasy, shrooms, blow, drone, hoes, whatever you like. You can have all my shine, I'll give you the light.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook it raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Who you know fresher than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yep. Yeah. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you spec? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open a hand with no pen? Just draw off inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations from these generations. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn balls. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Look what you made me. Look what I made for you. Knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters in just a matter of years. Yeah. As fate would have it, J-status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cocksucker, take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. From record sale, sold out concerts. So motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream till your lungs get sore.
Ow! It's star time. This man is mean. He's killing all y'all jive turkeys. Y'all want more than Jigga Man. Well, if y'all want more than Jigga Man, then I need y'all to help me bring him back to the stage. Stay hold. Come on, say it. Hold up, hold up. Are y'all out there? Are y'all out there? Come on, loud. Yeah, now see that's what I'm talking about. They love you, Jigga. They love you, Jigga.
I like the way this one feels. It's so motherfucking soul food, man. How you get me back? After a year, them 16s is 1.2. So that's 2.4, and I'm only doing 2. You want in the game, attention, new dudes. I can get you BET and TRL too. You want to be in the public, send your budget. Well, fuck it, I ain't budging. Young did it to death, you gotta love it. Record companies told me I couldn't cut it. Now look at me, all star studded. Got four above par like a putted. All cause the shit I uttered was utterly ridiculous. How sick is this? You want the bank, send Kanye chain. Send Justin dust, send hypocrite. Here you got spit. Feel something like this. Woo, woo.
What the hell are you waiting for?
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. I am Jay Levin. As always, with me is Star Saxon. So we've come to that part of the podcast, the episode, the show that we like to call Last Words. For me, Star Saxon, I'm going to say the number, I'm just going to say 3. So we know that I'm a runner. I've said it many times. And so last year I set a goal to reach 1,000 miles in terms of running. So for the year, I wanted to run 1,000 miles, and I ended up hitting that earlier than I thought I would, because I had, you know, I was just ahead of schedule, so I was really focused. So I passed 1,100. So I'm going, and I went to a run on New Year's Eve / New Year's night, and did a last 5K of the year and a first 5K of the year. And that morning after I got home from work, I got my Garmin and I uploaded everything onto the site to see where I was in terms of mile wise. I ended up finishing the year with 1,197 miles. And the reason why that's so frustrating is because if I had run, let's say if any time during the year I run an additional mile, quarter mile, half mile, whatever the case may be, I would have finished at 1,200. And it's so frustrating because 1,197 is not 1,200. Just like people say that, you know, two and three is not three and three. All that type of stuff. Or two and four is not three and three. It's very simple math. But so I was frustrated because the number three prevented me from hitting 1,200. So I'm trying to get that this year. So that's me. Star Saxon, it's on you, man.
Yo, Jay, I'm going to help you out and make you feel better about yourself. How many miles short did you fall from 1,200?
Three.
All right, check this out. Most people don't know this, but them Garmin you be buying,
yeah,
them shit ain't as accurate as you really think they are. So what you do is you take the standard deviation of the inaccuracy, and let's say that shit is like 1/10 of a mile.
Yeah.
Add that up, dude. You broke the 1,200, man. Pat on the back, dude. Pat on the back. Pat on the back.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah, because that's true. Sometimes when I'm going that out and back, I'm thinking I know that that should be three when it says 2.9. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So
you know what I'm saying? You did it, dude. You did it. All right, my last words, man. Breaking news. First off, did you grow up watching wrestling at all as a little kid? Every now and then, Saturday morning?
I did. WWF? You know, a little bit of Paul Orndorff.
Oh, he's Mr. Wonderful Cat.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, I like Mr. Wonderful. I can't even front. But there was this guy, WWF. This cat was like Illmatic jumping off the fucking top of the ring, dude. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of people might not have known this, but Jimmy Snuka, he has a checkered past. He may or may not have killed his girlfriend in 1982.
Yes, I remember. Okay. I
remember that?
Yes.
All right, so my last words are, BTE, your boy Jimmy Snuka had the case dismissed against him at the age of 73 today by the judge on the ground that he's not mentally fit and competent to stand trial. Why? Suffering from dementia, from all those flying fucking headbutts, those flying splashes off the top of the ring, the squared circle, as they call it, as well as the fucking top of the steel cage. Because don't forget, that motherfucker jumped off a 15-foot steel cage and splashed the motherfucking liver held the tail.
And to that point, we've had some, you know, with what was it, Chris Benoit, and some wrestlers in the past that have done something, committed suicide, and so you never think about CTE with wrestling, with professional.
No, niggas got CTE. Yeah, man. Hey, and that Benoit shit, dude.
Yeah.
Look, that's the worst one ever, dude. I ain't even going to that one. That's fucking ruining the show. But yo, your boy Snuka, he got off, man. He was like, he's got dementia. He can't do nothing. The nigga's 73 years old, and apparently he's in hospice in Florida and only got 6 months to live.
Wow.
But he will be living those 6 months not in the belly of the beast. Why? The motherfucker got CTE.
Dang. Man.
Did I officially diagnose the motherfucker with CTE? Look, man, you got to crack a dude's head open and then run all the fucking Gram stain tests to see if it's purple or red. You know what I mean? That's how they find out the dude's got the CTE. But look, man, if you was jumping off of fucking 15-foot steel cages, landing head first, call spade a spade, man.
And the way that they work those wrestlers, they're doing it, you know, 3-4 nights a week, man.
Yeah, man. NFL niggas go out like once a week, man. These fools, these right. And the other thing is, there's a code of conduct in the NFL, man. Like, don't go after dudes, knees, you know, shit like that. When you read the little devils in the details about these wrestlers, these niggas are shady, dude. Like, they be fucking niggas up on purpose just because they don't like the dude. Like, I was reading about the British Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Apparently, so there was, like, a big one and, like, a little one. And the little one was called the Dynamite Kid. So, like, Netflix, they got these specials on these dudes, right? And in YouTube. Apparently, Dynamite Kid was, like, a steroid-using asshole. And he used to fuck with some of the wrestlers who might actually be playing a character, but in reality, he was a really soft, nice guy. And he would sniff out the soft ones and just fucking basically bully him. And apparently, there was this wrestling group called the Rougeau Brothers. I remember them, you might know.
I remember them, yeah.
So one of the Rougeau Brothers, Jacques Rougeau, he would always get bullied by the Dynamite Kid. And he would keep fucking him over again and again, like kicking his chair out, punching him, getting him in the headlock, spitting his fucking drink, you know, all the shit backstage. Till finally, Jacques Rougeau got sick of that shit and grabbed a roll of quarters, walked up to that nigga, sucker punched him, and knocked out 5 of his teeth. Dude, knocked him out cold on his back.
Damn.
Apparently, dude, like, these wrestlers is like, they're on one, man. They're like straight on one. And then there's this wrestler, Bruiser Brody. This fool, he got in a fight with a wrestler in the locker room behind, you know, backstage. And the wrestler he was fighting would pull out a fucking knife and stab him. And the nigga bled out and died in front of his coworkers.
Damn.
They didn't even jump in because it was a fight. Man up. You know what I mean? So, yo, man, to say Jimmy Snuka got CTE, man, a lot of motherfuckers probably got CTE, dude. Because you can't take a steel chair to the fucking head pretending, 3 nights a fucking week and I had that shit hit you real easy.
That's true. That's true.
Words to live by.
On that note, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love, and we're going to leave you with the newest song from BBD. It's been out for a little bit, but I like this song. It's kind of cool. It's called Run. So we're going to leave you with BBD. It's called Run. Tell a friend and tell a friend about Dub CNN, about Microphone Masters. On behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Until next time, you can.
Where we going?
On a ride. That's all I need to know.
Talk to me.
It's a shame you don't treat me right,
nah.
When I stick by your side. Girl, I work this 9 to 5
working
to buy you the things that you like. Cause you know it's real,
real, baby.
And you know I does this. So baby, what's the deal? Why are you showing off in public?
So tell me why you're playing games.
Why?
I'm a man. What you say? What?
Speak up, cause girl, I can't hear you. Tired of getting 50% when I'm near you, yeah. Like why I'm not giving my all,
oh,
when you act like you don't care at all,
no.
I guess I'm a sucker for love, but I believe in you, baby, so I never give up.
Every time I buy you things, you play the game.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
Cause you see my heart's in pain when you run away.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
I'm so, so sick of this. Give me kiss, then you split, tell me you care, yeah. But give me time limited, girl. Where do you
run, 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 and you run, run.
So tell me what I'm supposed to do when I can have any other, but girl, I want you.
True.
And tell me what I'm supposed to say.
Shame.
When I tell you I love you and you run away.
Away.
So stop and turn around and receive my loving.
Loving.
I pick you off the ground, cloud nine, cause you deserve it.
Deserve
so
it.
Many things I wanna do. But first I need to be with you.
I got it.
So I can make your dreams come true. But every time I try, you deny me not cool.
Why?
Like why I'm not giving my all,
uh-oh.
When you act like you don't care at all.
I guess I'm a sucker for love, but I believe in you, baby, so I never give up.
Every time I buy you things, you play the game.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
Cause you see my heart's in pain when you run away.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
I'm so, so sick of this. Give me kiss, then you split, tell me you care. But give me time limited, girl. Where do you run,
run, run, run, and you run, run.
Yeah. Ha, shorty, she the baddest. What you think, Mike, man?
She sicker than your average classic.
Shorty mean, Joe Green the one. Every time I show her the good life, she run.
Paula Bean sound pretty. Black truck through the city. Red dot high boot. Looking sexy and witty,
yo,
ooh.
I'm on stage having fun with the boys. And no thoughts, and learn my lesson, man, from poison. When I first saw her,
I was hooked right there.
She might not let me down.
All I gotta chase her ain't fair.
Sing to her all night like,
can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
Felisa with the ass shots, that was just a post.
Got the power, baby girl, had to run it like ghosts. Take notes.
I chased you, look how long it took me. Built the empire, Lucius Cookie.
Every time I buy you things, you play the game.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
Cause you see my heart's in pain when you run away.
You run, 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 and you run, run.
I'm so, so sorry.